It's funny how we go on to these things. You know, I got quite a bit done on the telephone before the show this morning. The other fellow did most of the talking, but I had a pencil and the New York Times in front of me, and I filled in every single O. You know, do you do that with O's or D's?
No, I'm a zero man.
You're a zero man. I would never thought you would have admitted that.
Might as well.
Pillsbury's Best Flower presents four guys I think you'll enjoy, the Mariners. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
You look good.
Thank you, sir.
Any of you fellas, you come from Michigan, don't you, Marty?
Yes, I was going to speak to you about that, Arthur. I bought some land up in the Northern Peninsula.
Where?
Last year.
Where?
It's about 10 miles from a place called Blaney Park, which is a recreational area there.
That whole country is recreational.
Oh, it's magnificent. It really is.
Is it anywhere near this water's meet I'm talking about? Or
it's not too far from there. I don't know exactly the location. I'm not too familiar with it. I only spent 2 days up there looking over the land I bought. But it's a beautiful place. The charm of the place is in its, the wilderness quality.
That's right. That's why I love it. Undisturbed by men.
I saw some things back in the woods there that are the most amazing things. There are homesteads that have been deserted for about 80 years, completely made out of logs. Mm-hmm. The most magnificent log construction I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they'll stay there, too.
They surely will.
You know a place called, I guess it's Petoskey, all right. In the lower peninsula, Petoskey?
Yes, that's right. It's in the upper part of the lower peninsula.
Yeah. I got to spend it. The upper part of the lower peninsula. You know Don McLeod, the McLeod Steel Outfit in Detroit? He built a place there at Petoskey, just outside of Petoskey, called Hidden Valley. Not Petoskey, Gaylord. Gaylord, that's the name of the place. Gaylord, yeah. It's called Hidden Valley. And that is the most beautiful place. It's open for the public, you know. In the wintertime, it's skiing. And in the summertime, they fish and they golf and so forth, you know. Beautiful. Oh, boy, that's a gorgeous place. It's called Hidden Valley. You ever been there, Archie? You should go sometime.
There's a project that ought to be of interest to folks throughout the country that has been proposed as the ferry across the Straits of Mackinac.
Oh, yeah.
And although it's a beautiful ride, it does prevent a lot of people from making the trip up into the Upper Peninsula. And I understand they're projecting a project of building a bridge the way across the Straits of Mackinac.
Boy, that'll be a long bridge.
7 miles.
Yeah. That island Mackinac, that Mackinac Island.
Mackinac Island.
That looks so beautiful, too. They don't have any automobiles.
No automobiles.
Just the horses. And a bicycle, like Bermuda. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've never been in there, but I've flown over it and circled over it this last summer, and I looked at it. Boy, I wanted to go down and take a look. It looked like a very wonderful place. It's gorgeous country up in there. What do you fellas got to sing for Pillsbury?
Talking about Michigan, we have Down by the Ohio.
That's very close. That's not far away.
Down by the Ohio. Talk about your queen on the movie screen. Bathing beauties and the cuties in magazines. You should see the bundle of charms I found all the charms down by the Ohio.
I've got the cutest little
Ohio.
There ain't nobody half the prettiest she. She's just as sweet as can be.
My gosh, that jumping jeep with three birds. She's crazy for me. And what an Ohio. The only one I've met who ever thrilled me so.
Not a glamour girl and no movie star. But when she's out with me, she's Hedy Lamarr.
And when we oh my oh, just wait till I get back to Ohio.
Down by the Ohio, I've got the cutest little Ohio.
There ain't nobody half as pretty as she, as sweet as can be.
And shopping she can see, but she's crazy for me.
And why in Ohio,
the only one I've met who ever thrilled me so.
She knows the chicken better, cabbage and soup. But where the chicken did she learn to woo woo? She's got that oh my oh. Just wait till I get back to Ohio.
Thank you. What they do, Julia?
Back to the infirmary.
Did they mash your shoulder again? Poor kid. It's always the way. If you got a sore spot, everybody hits it. All the time. Nobody ever slaps you on the back until you're all sunburned. That's sad. You know, we had more fun kidding McLeod, Don McLeod. Erwin Wilson and I went out with him one day. He's got 9,800 acres up there in a place. And he said, I want to take you out and show you a herd of elk out here. Big herd of elk on the place. A lot of deer. So we drove all over the 9,800 acres, saw one puny little deer. We must have kidding him about it. Then we came back and he has a little trout stream runs right in front of his place. Beautiful little trout stream. And he said, he took me out to teach me how to, what do you call it, dry fly fishing with a trout rod, you know?
Yeah.
Casting, and that's quite a sport and quite an art to it, too. You don't get your hook in the trees and all that. So I tried for an hour and a half, and I couldn't get a rise out of anything. So way up the stream, there's a little bridge. When he wasn't looking, I went up the bridge and put the line in the water so that it traveled down with the stream, see, about 100 feet. And he's looking at it. Look at that clunkhead. I'm trying to teach him how to dry fly fish so he can get some trout, and look what he's doing. Country fishing. Just about that time, the biggest trout you ever saw hit it. And not only that, but I got two more.
Oh.
The same way. The pole upside down, stick it in the water, just hold it like that. You should have heard him. Him and his fancy trout fish. Heck, I'm a bent pin and a worm guy, you know.
I did very well.
We got something to eat, anyhow. Not a sport. Those trout are so delicious. Oh, boy, they're delicious. You roll them in a little Pillsbury flour. I knew I'd work it in some way. You roll them in a little Pillsbury flour, and you got some. But let me speak to the folks who like to buy their flour 10, 25, 50 pounds at a time. Millions and millions of Americans do that. Why should you buy Pillsbury flour? Well, let me tell you why. The quality, the consistency, is always the same. See, they blend these flours. I don't know. They got 35 or 40 different kinds of wheat in the country that they buy and bring to Minneapolis and mill, and they blend it so that it's always the same. Therefore, every time you make a bread or cake or pie, whatever it is, it comes out the same way every time. After all, the flour you use in any recipe is the least expensive ingredient, isn't it? A cake, for instance, the flour would maybe be 6-7 cents, huh? And the rest of the cake recipe ingredients would cost you maybe 90 cents or a dollar or something. So the flour is the most important thing, even though it's the least expensive. Why try to economize and save a tenth of a cent on your flour when you can get uniform quality all the time with Pillsbury? Take a tip from me and do that. You get on the Pillsbury's and you'll never get off of it. And the recipes are in the top of the bag, wonderful recipes that came out of kitchens just like yours. They have a contest, you know, wasn't going to be long. I want you to get in on this. Boy, I'd like to see somebody here wins that $25,000 prize. That's the first prize. $25,000 in cash. And there are 758 prizes in all. Somebody got you. You can win one of them. $7,500 for second prize. $2,500 for third prize. $3,000 cash for top junior winners. And in addition to cash prizes, they got ranges, refrigerators, freezers, mixers, automatic dishwashers, bonus awards, you know. And 100 top winners get an all-expense trip to New York to stay at the Waldorf Astoria. That's that little joint across the street from Lexington where I live. You know? So, you go to the... Wait, what'd you do with that thing, Phil? Don't you have that entry blank, the big blown-up thing I can show the folks? Huh? Oh, here it is. Go to the grocer's, you get one of these. Not this big. This is blown up to show you. It's a little thing. You'll find it in the grocer's store. You just rip one off and take it home. It gives you all the rules and everything. And some recipe that your family likes. How do you know? It might win. Gee, last year, the $25,000 prize went to a woman who made a mistake. Yeah. She put the filling in with the batter. Her husband fouled it all up in the kitchen. That's exactly what happened. So she said, I'll show you. And she put the cake in the oven thinking it was going to be no good and comes out with a $25,000 prize with it. There's a moral to that, you know. Get in that kitchen once in a while. Every time I tell that story, I look around and I can see who's been fooling in the kitchen. Pillsbury's best flour. This is a CBS radio network.
This is KOOK in Billings. Your friendly Bennett Drugstores in Billings are headquarters for every school supply need. You'll find dollar and a quarter zipper notebooks selling for just 79 cents. A dozen nickel lead pencils in a plastic container for only 25 cents. Pencils, pads, notebooks, fillers, pen and pencil sets every school need can be found at your friendly Bennett Drugstores, where you're assured of prompt prescription service.
It's Arthur Godfrey time. Yes, it's Arthur Godfrey time with all the little Godfreys. Brought to you by Nabisco, National Biscuit Company. Bakers of Nabisco, Sugar Honey Grahams, Nabisco Regular Grahams, and many other family favorites. And now here's that man himself. Nabisco's number one cookie. Arthur Crisp and Crunchy Godfrey!
Thank you very much. Hey, here's a funny thing. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a local undertaker is now offering funerals on the installment plan. Well, that's very interesting. I can just see this worried mortician, you know. He goes to a medium to try to get in touch with one of his dear departed customers. He says, never mind, is he happy? Tell him he owes me $72.50. Did you ever go to one of those medium things?
No, I've never been to a seance.
Never been to a seance. I think it's wonderful the way they do it. I went to one once.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody said, see it? No, yes. I didn't see anything. Bad eyes, I guess. I didn't get the message, no. I never get the message. No. Well, let me see. Nabisco Sugar Honey Grahams. What a nice... I'll get a box of these and keep them in the house. They're so delicious. And such a nice thing to go to bed with at night, you know? Yeah. Just before you go to bed, don't eat them in bed. You get the crumbs all over the sheet. That's no good. Before you go to bed, you have two, three sugar honey grahams made by Nabisco and a glass of milk. Nice, restful business. Very nice. Makes you feel good. Wake up in the morning not so starved. You know, it's an awful long time from dinner time to breakfast. Dinner's 7:30, huh? 12 hours around to breakfast. A little something before you go to bed and you feel a lot better. And these Nabisco Sugar Honey Grahams are the thing. I would like for you to meet a fellow who does it every night of his life. Frank Parker. Hello, Frank. Gee, that's a nice looking suit. I like it. You got some of the nicest clothes.
Well, I save them, you know. Try to portion them out so they last over a period of years.
That's the way to do it, too.
Yeah. That's a nice suit you got.
I like this one, too. I've portioned this over the years.
Where'd you get that?
Don't ask me. I don't know. Wait a minute. No label.
No label, huh?
Oh, yeah, there is, too. What is it? Woolworth. Pardon me one moment. Can't even read it with the glasses on. I don't know what it is.
Nice fella.
Is it? Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. Nice fella for you.
I'm not bad at that. I'll save this one.
Yeah.
Put me away in it.
You got a long time to go.
I hope.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no desire to leave this vale of tears. I like this place. Yeah. You know, it's a nice place.
Yeah, I love it too, yeah. I'm just about getting used to it now.
Sing a little song, and then we'll have a little picnic for the
fine.
Folks. Huh? What would you like to do?
Well, I have a thing, an old song here called Tulips and Heather, but...
Go ahead, sing it.
I need to marinate,
Get them up.
Thank you.
They're not doing anything. Get them to sing with you.
Well, they helped me in this song, and I like you.
Well, let's sing the song first before we start.
Yeah, be sure you help them.
A spray of tulips and heather tied up together, I sent my love today. A spray of tulips and heather asking her whether love's dream has gone astray. Or where's the meaning of the flower?
Very nice arrangement. You boys really helped.
Thank you.
Very well. Not that he needed help, but... We got a nice picnic for you today. Boys, will you open the doors and drive those Mack trucks in here? We have some sliced turkey for you. And for all of those of you who like to observe a meatless Friday, you know what we have? Some star-kissed tuna for you. Prepared with mayonnaise and premium crackers. You like a slice of turkey, huh, you fellas? You get... And you got some sugar honey crayons, and some milk, and some high-V grapefruit juice. And here's some tuna fish, see? Boy, this starfish tuna fish is so delicious. I'm a thinking of heather. What's the name of it? Tulips, oh yeah. Let me know what you think of that tuna fish. That is the most delicious stuff, I think. Oh, boy. What, you like some tuna? That's a good. Spread a little on. Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't notice it. These Nabisco Sugar Honey Grahams are packed three inner sealed packets to the box. Are you all that way now?
Yes, sir. The new packaging.
Oh, that's wonderful. That keeps them fresh, you know. You can reclose the little packets. Oh, that's wonderful. Nabisco Sugar Honey Grahams. And look, the mail came. I got my interplanetary navigation set from a space cassette. And a button, too. Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Do you have a badge?
I got a badge now.
Oh.
It says, I am a space cadet.
Yes, sir.
That's me, kid. See, I got a guide through the stars and everything. Uranus, Neptune, Earth. I don't want the Earth. Let's go somewhere else. Saturn, Jupiter, Moon. Oh, that's fine. I'm all set. I'm going to fly home this afternoon all by myself. I'll use this instead of my chart to see where I wind up. Okay?
That is a wire from Mars,
Oh, boy, look, I got a certificate, too.
Oh.
Space Academy. Tom Corbett, unit of the Space Academy. Signed in the year 2350 A.D. What? I'm going to have to wait a long time till that's valid. How you like that tuna fish? Isn't that delicious, huh? A star kiss. Well, you serve it with a few premium crackers, and you've got something delicious. That's mixed with a little mayonnaise, see? Oh, it's got a flavor I've never seen. Never tasted before. Let's see, what can we play today? Remember this thing? Just a little lunch and the music, you know, goes with it. You don't have to applaud this. How's the picnic go? How's it go? Good, huh? Okay, don't forget, Nabisco's Sugar Honey Graham's for the weekend. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Columbia for the Midland Empire, you're listening to KOOK in Billings.
The whole egg, the whole egg. Best food is the whole egg mayonnaise.
It's good.
The whole egg makes the difference. Only whole egg best foods is so good so many ways. Get best foods real mayonnaise today.
Pierce's Flooring brings you Sideshow News this morning at 10:10.
Chesterfield is the first cigarette in America to give you premium quality in both regular and king size. Either way you like them, regular or king size, Chesterfield gives you the best possible smoke.
That's right. Attention, gals, attention, guys. Both Chesterfields, regular or keen size. Regular, keen size, either way. Best possible smoke, so get them today. Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Buy a pack of Chesterfield. Do it.
Today. Chesterfield. Presents Arthur Godfrey time every Monday through Friday. Yes, it's Arthur Godfrey time with all the little Godfreys. And now, here's that man himself, Arthur, buy him by the cart, Godfrey!
Boy, you sure do that. Do it. Do it! So used to hearing Jan do that. Do it. I feel like playing today. You mind if I play a little bit? But no, go right ahead. It's your program. Sure. Miguel the other day, says, you inspired me to learn to play the ukulele. Now, where shall I play it? That was wonderful. Hey, did you read about the mishap at the National Plowing Contest?
Oh, no.
It had a big plastic balloon in the shape of a cow, and it broke loose from its moorings and sailed away. All the airlines flying in the airfield were alerted because it was a possible hazard to navigation. You imagine a pilot flying along, he looks out there, what is this? A cow in the air. Huh? Comes back and tells his wife, I saw a black and white cow at 10,000 feet. She looks at him and says, I knew it would get you. I knew it. That's what accounts for those saucers they see, you know, all kinds of things. Observation balloons, searchlights on the clouds. Sunlight on airplane wings. I saw it with my own eyes. I saw it. It was going 3,500 miles an hour. Anything moving 3,500 miles an hour in this atmosphere here would be burnt to a crisp from friction. Of all the goo I ever heard, flying saucers, fiddledy-dee. This is the Chesterfield Hour. I want you to meet a very lovely, sweet little gal named Lou Ann Sims. Oh, nice, cute little outfit. Very cute.
Thank you.
Very nice. Little suit, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, you look nice today.
Thank you.
Feel good?
I feel fine.
Well, let me hear you sing something. What do you want to do?
Well, being as how we're on Chesterfield, how about Smoke Rings?
Very appropriate.
All
very
right.
Appropriate. You sing it and I'll blow them.